Ba-da-da-da-da! Hello, people out there. This is Gabriel from Forevercast, and I'm going to be bringing to you live some stuff about Apple's new tablet. It's called the iPad. That's the name of it right now. And when I first heard about that Apple might come out with a tablet, it was just rumors. I was excited. I was happy about it. And I thought, oh, I really might get one. I might want one. I hope they do it in a cheap price. And I hope they just do it really cheap enough so I could buy it. And they put a camera on it, the front camera, so I could do Skype on it. And so I video Skype so people could see me if they have one of those or if they have a computer or something. And I just want it to be good. And I wanted to have internet all the time, but it is really big. It is a big screen, and I thought it was going to be nothing like an iPod Touch, nothing like an iPhone. But it has every capability like an iPhone and an iPod Touch. It has no camera on the front, so you can do Skype videoing on it. It has no camera, no video camera or cameras on the back. And it's just horrid. Horrid. Actually, it actually is cool. It does do some things that the iPhone and iPod Touch can't do. But other than having no camera, yeah, it has no camera on it at all. That's stupid. It should have had a camera on it. And the price for it is $499, so $499. And if that's only if you have it with Wi-Fi. But if you want it with a 3G connection, so you can have internet all the time, it's $100-something more for it. And it comes in a 16 gigabytes and a 64 gigabytes of memory. No one is going to want to buy the 16 gigabytes of memory. They're always going to want to buy the 64 gigabytes of memory. And what I was thinking, that they shouldn't have put a 16 gigabytes of memory on it, because that's stupid. Who's going to buy that? I would never buy that if I was going to buy this device. But I have the iPod Touch, the third generation, and it has no camera or video camera or any Skype camera on it. And I was really sad. They put a video camera on the iPod Nano, and they should have just put that video camera on the iPod Touch instead. There's more application that you need a camera for that I can't use the camera part because I have no camera. So I want to go try out that iPad. That's the name of it now. It's not the iTablet or the iSlate. It's called the iPad. And so I might go try it out when it comes out in Jacksonville, Florida, at the Apple store here. And it still looks pretty cool. You can put like backgrounds on the back. You can do portrait modes, landscape mode, has a full screen keyboard. It just looks really good. But I don't know if I'm going to buy it. I really want an iPhone, and I'm going to get the new fourth iPhone when it comes out. So, yeah. Well, that's all I have to say about it. Just go check it out when it comes out at your nearest Apple store. Check out the video, and just look at some pictures. It's really pretty. So, that's all I have to say about it. I'll be bringing you another podcast about something else later on. What else? Please, if you haven't heard my first and my first video podcast or my short podcast, my first full-length one and my second short one, please listen to them. And also listen to this third full-length podcast. Please, I'm begging you. Okay, that's all. See ya. This is Gabriel from Forevercast. Bye. Da na 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 na